Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up anything as we launch an hour number two of the live Saturday edition of the program, live from the Liberty Forum. Normally, we're in our plush studios, but now we're in a very, very nice room here at the Crown Plaza Hotel in Nashua, New Hampshire. Really enjoying the hell out of this event, Mark. I have to say that last year was great. This year is super. This is excellent.
I have a difficult time comparing the two. I enjoyed it last year. I'm enjoying this. I can't say they were both great.
This is far and above better.
Okay.
The location is better. We're in Nashua this time. You get a free shuttle from Manchester Airport. You don't even have to rent a car to come to this one. The studio is much nicer. Last time we were out in front of the bathrooms. This time we've got our own room all to ourselves. And so people are in here hanging out, socializing, sitting down, having a few beers. I mean, it is a convention, so there's a lot of drinking going on. But the hotel is nicer. Last year was not as much of a nice hotel, and it's bigger. Not only is the hotel bigger, but the event is bigger. There's more vendors, there's more speakers, there's more attendees. It's just better. It just keeps getting better and better.
Well, I'm such a Bill Westmiller fan from the Republican Liberty Caucus, and he's not at this one, and I guess that keeps on coming back into mind every time I think about the last year. So that's one thing. Jim Babka's here and amazing.
We're gonna have Jim on here in a little bit, and we're going to talk about the controversy that has erupted here at the forum here in moments, but we need to get through your phone calls first. So let's start with Brandon in Indianapolis, listening on WXNT. Hey, Brandon, what's on your mind tonight?
Hey, how you doing?
Great. What's on your mind?
Good. I just had a couple quick questions, or actually comments. I'll just preface them by saying I'm one of the people you're saying should stand up. I will be entering med school this fall. I'm actually out of state. Anyway, I've been a smoker for 10 years.
Marijuana smoker. Just to bring our new listeners up to speed, last hour we were talking with Barry Cooper from NeverGetBusted.com, and I was talking about how it's important for the respectables to come out of the closet, the people with the doctor positions, the upper echelon, the engineers, people like that who make a good amount of money every year to come out and stand up and say, yes, I smoke marijuana and I can function. It doesn't make me into a retard. It doesn't dumb you down. If you're dumb, then you're going to stay dumb. But if you're smart, it doesn't make you dumb. Go ahead, sir.
Absolutely. That's really my point with saying it. As for 10 years, most people say, well, your short term's gone, your long term's. Well,
nonsense.
I've gotten into, med school, so, it speaks for itself,
And right.
I will always be a proponent for legalization for, one reason is if it goes off the black market, imagine the amount of crime based around it that will just evaporate.
It's really almost unfathomable. It really would just go away.
I don't know. How much crime is based around marijuana? I would think it would be the other harder drugs.
Not as much, but you have to understand that the people dealing marijuana at the higher levels are the same people that are dealing a lot of the other drugs. And these are the people that they aren't going to court to air their disputes. They're going to air them out with gunfire.
Sure. I would totally agree with you that you're putting it in the hands of organized crime, essentially, when you keep it in the black market. But I don't imagine people breaking into apartments or houses or slitting people's throats for marijuana.
Well, actually, from personal experience, I actually lived in Reno, Nevada for a while, and one of my friends there, we were just hanging out playing Nintendo 64 at the time when two guys in black masks and guns came in and robbed him for, he had about a quarter pound of marijuana and about $6,000 in cash and took everything, all the little fast pickup electronic stuff. Anyway, if it's a weed, it would grow on the side of the road. Everybody would grow it. That kind of stuff.
And there are countless examples of that. There are countless examples. Even if somebody doesn't get hurt, like you said, they came in with guns. And there's a lot of cases. We had a guy call in a while back, Mark, from I think it was Finland, and he was trying to score some marijuana. He had to go out the back alley behind some bar, wait for some strange dude he'd never met before, and then once he actually bought the marijuana, later on he finds out it was too dark in the alley, and he didn't really know exactly what he was doing. He ended up getting sold like a bag of oregano or something like that.
Yeah.
So even if it's not violence, there's still fraud going on all over the place because of the drug war, because of prohibition.
That, and I was going to say, too, I despise the term gateway drug just simply based on the fact that I think there's like gateway personalities, if you want to call it that. But if somebody enjoys the feeling of being chronically, drunk, being high, drunk, whatever, they're going to do that, whatever, you know, they're going to find what gives them that high that they like, whether it's methamphetamine, whether it's marijuana, alcohol, and that's what they're going to do, you know, chronically. And, of course, you're going to experiment with different highs because you enjoy it.
Now,
I mean, I know myself, I enjoy mushrooms. I do them maybe once every couple years, mm-hmm. but I enjoy that actual form of intoxication.
Well, you know, that's a hallmark of a responsible drug user, somebody that you're not taking shrooms every weekend. It's something that's special. It's something that you're putting some time in between your usage. And again, that was your original reason for calling, was to point out that you're a med student, very successful, and you use these products. Do you feel like that would hurt your career if they were able to link you, like, you know, your teachers or your new boss heard you and identified you on the radio? What would that do to you?
Oh, and as I said, I'll be entering med school in this fall, and it would be out the window. The next seat would be, or they'd fill my seat with the next person in line, no doubt. So.
Yeah, that's the unfortunate part, and that's what you were touching on earlier, Mark, is that a lot of people aren't just not going to feel
able to do it. And the next person is less qualified. That's why they're the next person in line.
Exactly. Yeah.
And so, but still, there are some people that can come out. Business owners, people that are self-employed. There are definitely people that don't have an axe hanging over their head that they could come out, and it wouldn't really, I don't think, harm their lifestyle in any meaningful way.
Absolutely. And I also wanted to say I'm really looking forward to the movie 50-50, because that's always my argument with everybody else, is that how much more, I don't know if you could say better, but how much less of a problem marijuana addicts would be than alcoholics. Because, I mean, I'd like to see the statistic on, you know, how often domestic violence is like, you know, my boyfriend got too high and beat me, you know, or, you know, he changes his personalities when he gets really loaded. And,
well, no,
you know,
that's not to say that people, you know, that's not to say that alcohol should be made illegal again. It's just to point out that marijuana is far more or far less harmful than alcohol is. And I think there's pretty much no doubt about that these days. And if anybody thinks otherwise, we'd love to hear from them. Brandon, thanks for your call tonight. And thanks for pointing out that you don't necessarily have to be a doofus to be a marijuana smoker. You know what? Let's bring in our next guest here, Mark. His name is Menno. I don't know if we should. I don't know. Do you have a last name, Menno? Should we bother with that? Just Menno, the activist. Menno, activist Menno, is here with us from the Keene, New Hampshire area. Good evening, sir. How are you tonight?
Hi, just fine.
You got to talk right into that microphone, if you would, please. So there's a protest going on, and you started it. What's it about?
Well, it's more or less an anti-government rally. Also, a John Sununu protest. What I'm doing is I'm using John Sununu's record to highlight the futility of voting, of political action, and why government doesn't work.
Well, now, how does his record show the futility of voting and political action?
Well, John Sununu is considered by many the lesser evil. He's considered to be the most libertarian-leaning senator in the United States Senate.
You can put me in that category.
And his voting record includes voting for the war in Iraq. We have mm-hmm. over 1 million people dead in Iraq.
Mm.
The Patriot Act, the Real ID Act, and the Military Commissions Act, which is...
Right, so how you could call basically a police state fascist a libertarian is really kind of mind-boggling to me.
Well, he is the lesser evil.
Yeah, right. And so you're here to point that out because the Free State Project has, I think, unfortunately chosen him as a keynote speaker here tonight, which has been my only critique of this event. I think it's been 99% of the perfect pro-liberty event, and I think that without this particular politician in attendance, it'd be just about perfect.
I agree.
So you're here this weekend to point that out, to bring some attention to this issue. And I see you've got some protesters here gathered. You're going out right after this interview to hold some signs and that sort of thing?
That's correct.
Very good. This is what I love to see. It's the sort of intertwining activism here.
I like the activism, too. I love the idea that people are involved and people are getting their opinions out there. I'm glad, for one, that Johnson is here.
Yeah. 800-259-9231. Figures you'd say that. More on the way. This is your show. You can bring up anything. Good luck with the protest, Menno, and thanks for coming on the show tonight. You can take control of the airwaves. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else, there's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Surely you've heard that ignorance of the law is no excuse. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. Visit DownsizedDC.org because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
In this jungle called life, only the tiger survives. So says the armchair survivalist Kurt Wilson, owner of Survival Enterprises. Kurt talks common sense about food storage, health care, firearms and weaponry, security, urban and wilderness survival techniques, and the simple things we can all do to help us and our loved ones survive when bad times hit. Learn to be one step ahead of the crowd in everyday situations. The Armchair Survivalist is geared for the rest of us who don't have unlimited funds to buy land, a cabin, build a bunker, or buy all the expensive survival supplies that would come in handy. He shows you how to work smarter, not harder. For over 25 years, Kurt has been helping people prepare for hard times. The Armchair Survivalist is sure to be an informative, entertaining, and educational talk show, with Kurt not only sharing his vast level of survival knowledge, but taking your calls as well. Listen to The Armchair Survivalist, Saturdays at 5 p.m. Central Standard Time on the GCN Radio Network. It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is the live Saturday edition of the program. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line for you, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Broadcasting live from the 2008 New Hampshire Liberty Forum. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there we give away, so do enjoy those on us. And also Some of those features, by the way, include the wiki with over 1,500 pages created by listeners just like you. Go and get interactive. It's free, of course. Wiki.freetalklive.com, wiki.freetalklive.com.
Now you can save time and money on common legal matters. Created by top attorneys, LegalZoom.com helps you create reliable legal documents, like your will or a living trust, in minutes. LegalZoom.com. Use code FTL to save 10%. That's LegalZoom.com.
Now, 1-800-259-9231 is the number. We go into the phone calls here, and then we'll get to our next guest from the Liberty Forum. Let's talk first to Ziggy in the UK from across the pond. Hey, Ziggy.
Hi, guys. I've got a story from Switzerland. This is going to make you chuckle.
Okay, Swiss story.
The Swiss are now going to fine skiers who go more than 90 miles an hour.
How is that? They actually have
they're,
little,
setting up this, they're setting up radar? Radar, some sort of radar tracking device. But here's what I don't get. How does a skier know they're going more than 90 miles an hour? They don't have a speedo on a pair of skis.
Maybe they'll have to look at the radar device and gauge themselves from that. Maybe everyone will be able to see it. I don't know. Very strange.
It's ridiculous.
So they're going to fine people in order to get them to be, what, more responsible with their skiing? Is that the idea?
Yeah.
We're going to threaten you with hundreds of dollars in fines for taking a risk?
Yeah.
Such a nanny. It's just nanny. The nanny state never ends. It never stops. They can always come up with some new way to control your life.
Well, yeah, this is exactly. I've got another interesting little story about me.
Okay.
I basically wrote a rant within an hour, and I just posted it all over the net. In fact, it's posted on your message board about not all disabled people offer socialistic states, because some people think that if you're disabled, you want big government.
Mm-hmm.
And within 2 hours of it being posted on another libertarian forum, someone's offered to publish it.
Wow, great.
Wow, very cool. Congratulations on that, Ziggy.
I read that one. I didn't know that was from you.
Yeah, well, it said Ziggy and Cower, so, you know.
It did say that, but, I thought you were from the UK, and that flag on there is South Africa.
Yeah, I am South African. I'm originally from South Africa. So.
Very good, Ziggy. Thanks for the call tonight, my man. 800-259-9231. We are live from the New Hampshire Liberty Forum 2008, second annual. We had the honor of being here the first time back in 2007. We're here again, broadcasting live every single night. This will be our third and final night. Live from the Liberty Forum, and bringing in a variety of interesting folk to talk to, people that have been here speaking earlier in the day, also just having an open microphone for some of our listeners who are in the building to stop by, sit in, and chat with us. Again, it is Free Talk Live, so you can bring up anything, but we have sitting with us right now, we have Deborah Stevenson. And Deborah, you're an attorney for the National Home Education Legal Defense Fund. Is that a fund or is that an organization?
No, it's an organization, and I'm executive director also.
Oh, excellent. Now, education is a huge issue here at the Liberty Forum. I mean, Mark, we've seen families walking around all weekend here, and of course you have one on the way, a bun in the oven, as they say.
A future homeschooler.
Exactly, yes. And Mark here has rejected the government schooling entirely because we understand, as we were talking off the air with Barry Cooper earlier, government schools exist to primarily create little serfs, almost, to basically create these easily manipulable individuals who will go and fill jobs and never question their situation. They'll never question the government, and they're sort of programmed like that. So if you want your kid to remain, your child to remain independently minded and thoughtful and critically thinking, really taking them out of the system is the best option for you. And private school's good, but really homeschoolers are the ones that knock them dead in the spelling contest and all kinds of different metrics of performance. It really is the best way, isn't it, Deborah?
I believe so, obviously. And that's for a number of reasons. One, primarily the freedom that you have to do it. But secondarily is the importance it has to the child. You have in public schools, and any private school who has the same kind of curriculum as a public school, you have one, the child has to meet the needs of the curriculum. One set curriculum fits all. In homeschooling, you have the child, and then you meet the needs of the child with the curriculum.
It seems like that really works a lot better, too. I was at a doctor's office down in Florida when I was on vacation down there, and he was the father and the son had just come into practice with him. and the son was a homeschooler, and he said he went to college at 15. And
wow,
like that's largely what seems to happen. What I hear going on from a lot of homeschoolers is they're done with high school at when other kids are in middle school.
Actually, I have two daughters that I homeschooled, and neither went to any school until they were college age. And they went to college. The first one went to college at age 11, and the second one went to college at age 10. The first one graduated.
Wow.
The first one graduated at 15. The second one, I'm sorry, the first one graduated at 16. The second one graduated at 15.
Now that's not unusual, is it, when it comes to homeschooled kids? It's not like your kids were child prodigies necessarily. It's just that you could customize their educational package.
Exactly. And today there are a lot of colleges who are actively recruiting homeschooled kids, and that's because they know how to teach themselves. They are self-motivated.
Now, one of the common objections that I'm sure you've heard a million times, and maybe our listeners are new to this idea, but one of the common objections is going to be, well, Deborah, you're not a teacher. How do you know what to teach your kids? You haven't gotten a degree, and I'm presuming you haven't, but most homeschoolers haven't. How do you handle that objection?
Well, how do you know how to teach your child how to tie his shoes? How do you know how to teach your child to feed himself?
But this is history we're talking about. This is mathematics. How could I mean you don't have any expertise in these areas?
I don't need the expertise because there are a number of resources out there, and the child you are the guide. You provide the child with the resources. And you help the child, and the child is learning on their own. You provide them with what they need. You teach them to read and write, of course, and after a certain period of time, it's self-guided learning.
Right. You're allowing the young person to actually experience and have that love for learning that is essentially washed away in the government school system. I was raised in government schools,
and I hated it.
The motivation
is so huge because a homeschooler is responsible, the parent and the child are responsible for the education of the kid. And when you're talking about government schools, the parent's not responsible, the kid's not responsible, nobody's responsible but the school, and they don't care.
Well, I have to at least tell you that homeschooling is only a term we have coined in the past 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
This is a natural thing that we have done for eons. Parents have always taught their child. We are just, giving it this new name.
And now there's a lot more resources, too, because I certainly wouldn't want to go teaching my little Jackson Stewart Edge how to do trigonometry, because I don't know how anymore.
Well, and that one of those resources is the National Home Education Legal Defense. And give us just a real quick pitch. What is the organization? How can people get in touch with you? Because we're running short on time.
Okay. Our organization is set up to help people, empower people to know what their legal rights are to homeschool their child, to keep their freedom. In each state, there's different laws, and so we're just trying to tell them how to do that. And we're available at nheld.com.
That's nheld.com.
Yeah.
To get more information, to get interactive with your group, and the more, the merrier, as far as I'm concerned, because parents that love their children really need to take a serious look at pulling them out of the government school indoctrination camps, if you will, and bringing them into a place where they can really learn something. Thanks for coming on the show tonight.
Thank you for having me.
This is Free Talk Live.
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit tornadoair.com or pick up your tornado at Checker, Shucks, and Cragen today. In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly-Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly-Clark's Blockit fabric's got you covered. That's Blockit by Kimberly-Clark.
America is the fattest nation on the planet. The obesity epidemic kills over 300,000 Americans each and every year, and this number continues to rise at an alarming rate. With fast food chains everywhere, eating right is not an easy task. It's time to stop eating those unhealthy meals and fattening snacks. Assured that you and your family do not become a statistic. Introducing the Excalibur Dehydrator. The Excalibur Dehydrator brings healthy eating to a whole new level. The Excalibur Dehydrator preserves fruits, vegetables, fish, and beef quickly and easily. The Excalibur Dehydrator Hydrator is perfect for vegetarians, vegans, and those who want to cut out the unnecessary salt, fat, and preservatives in most foods found at the grocery store. Gardeners, you'll love how much time and money you'll save making your own herbs and spices from your own kitchen. Hunters, keep your cash and make your own jerky from home. It's amazing all the uses you'll find with your new Excalibur Dehydrator. Call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254. Or go to drying123.com. That's drying123.com.
Hi, neighbor. The world famine is in its third year. Our harvest is too small to get through the year. Genetically poisoned food, dangerous food imports, and constantly recalled disease-contaminated foods are mixed in with our safe food. Farm food production is turned into ethanol fuel. What should I do? How long can I afford food or till there's no food? How long before it's all poisoned? Will 3 years' worth of food supply be enough? Or will it only postpone my trip to the population control breadline? Will it be okay to wait till after the holidays? I'll use what I didn't spend on Christmas for a something is better than nothing supply. I'll get the rest later. How long do I dare wait? I know I'll regret not starting sooner and not getting enough food. I have to decide while I still have a choice. Tell me what to do. Now take your own advice and call 800-409-5633 or on the web efoodsdirect.com. Call 800-409-5633.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up anything. The live Saturday edition of the program. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features there are completely free, so you can go there and grab some archives. You can tune into our live streams. It's all there for you to enjoy on us at freetalklive.com.
Captain Rough Seas says, sound money is under attack. The Liberty Dollar offices were raided by the FBI and the Secret Service on May the 14th, 2007. All of its precious metals and computers and records were seized. Your help is urgently needed. Go to libertydollar.org, sign up for their updates, register for the lawsuit. Don't let the government steal your money and destroy the Liberty Dollar. You know, actually, I saw Bernard, and he told me that by the end of January, he expects to be having 2008 Liberty Dollars ready.
Ooh, yeah. I don't know if we're going to be able to get him back on the show. I know he wanted to have him back. I don't know if he's around here tonight. But he's
got so many people around.
Right. There's so many people to talk to us tonight here from the 2008 Liberty Forum. But, yes, we did have Bernard von Nuthaus on earlier this week. And we didn't really get a chance to get into it because there's so much to talk about. I mean, he's involved in a lawsuit. The Fed stole all of his gold and silver. But he is going to come out with another Liberty Dollar, and it's pretty cool because they're going to be adding some new features to it that are going to help distinguish it even more. I think it was pretty easily distinguishable from the federal currency because it has a phone number on it and a website. I don't understand how it is someone can look at that and think, oh, this is clearly trying to be counterfeit. So they're going to be adding some neat new features, and you can learn more at libertydollar.org. 800-259-9231. Let's take your phone calls, and then we'll talk to another distinguished guest here from the 2008 Liberty Forum. Let's talk first to John, listening on WUTL in Tallahassee. John, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, what's going on? How you doing?
Hey, great. Good, sir. What's on your mind tonight?
I want to talk about the Amaro. You guys know anything about this?
Oh, speaking of other currencies, a lot of people have been very concerned about this possibility. Of course, you're referring to a proposed currency for the proposed North American Union. None of this has actually come into reality yet, but we can see certainly see some early indicators that this is definitely a path that the big government people want to go down. They are interested in creating a North American Union, and with the dollar falling the way it is, it would be certainly perfect timing for them to all of a sudden come up with, hey, here's a currency with colors in it. And hey, here you go, Americans. Look, you get 10, you give us 10 of your old currency, and we'll give you one of these Amaros.
Because it's so much more valuable.
Right, right. So they'll be able to pass it off. And I think it's a terrible idea. How do you feel?
Well, I don't know. Well, there's been a lot of debate about whether it's real or not. Some people call it a hoax, you know.
That is true.
I think it's totally real. I think the shadowy people at power are trying to implement it. I think once it's around and accepted, it'll probably combine with the euro. We'll be looking at very soon a one world currency.
There are definitely people in power that are all about consolidating it and going to a one-world government. There's no doubt about it, and there's nothing conspiratorial necessarily in suggesting that. I mean, even Ron Paul has pointed out that he can hear some rumors going around Washington about this, and it's not necessarily shadowy. I mean, there's the Security and Prosperity's Partnership, which is a public government website with all kinds of information on it about how they're trying to link together the governments of America, of the United States, rather, and Canada and Mexico, and centralization is not a good thing. If you love liberty and freedom, you would have to agree with that. That, you know, centralizing planning and hiring more government bureaucrats to have more control and more power over a larger and larger land area and a larger amount of people is very anti-liberty.
Right, right. The only people who would gain from this would be the lesser economies like Mexico and I guess to a certain extent Canada.
No, they wouldn't gain either. No, none of those people would gain. We'd all lose because we'd have more bureaucracy and more centralization of control, and that's not healthy for any economy anywhere. You know, it's the difference between the Soviet Union versus the breaking up of the Soviet Union. The former Soviet states are far better off economically today than they were as part of the Soviet Union. And similarly, I think we'd be better off if we broke up the 50 states, and maybe not into 50, but maybe into 4 or 5, or heck, I'll take 50, whatever. Get rid of centralization. We don't need bureaucrats in Washington, D.C. deciding how we should live our lives. How do you feel about that?
Right, you need to get a vote for that also. But a couple states tried to break away about 150 years ago. It didn't work out, though.
Yeah, it didn't work then. But
they shot at a United States fort, and I think that's where they made their mistake.
Yeah, that's true. And the fact is, it's a different world today. We've got communications like we never have in the past. I think that the feds would be running a fool's errand trying to roll tanks into a state that wanted to secede. Anyway, we're going to watch that as it continues to develop. And, John, thanks for the call tonight. Good hearing from you. Let's talk quickly to Doug in Montana, listening on KGEZ. Doug, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, real quick, two quick points about marijuana. Sure. I've been a pilot since I was 15 years old in high school in San Diego. The cops would walk down the beach. They had a scale in their little leather pouch. If you had less than an ounce, they just said, see you later, bye. And the aviation community is the biggest bunch of hypocrites because they all go to sleep every night with an 18-ounce martini. I know this. Mm. And the other thing is a free state. I'll tell you what, I've been a pilot my whole life, been everywhere in the world, and here in Montana, cops don't pull you over on the highway for going a few miles an hour. You can build a house without a permit. We've already got a free state going on up here in Kalispell outside of Glacier Park. And I'll
tell
you
what,
Montana has definitely been that way for, I'm on my fourth year out here, and you can build a house without a permit. You can drive down the highway at 70 miles an hour and pass a cop and not worry about getting pulled over, so... I'll tell you
well, Montana was one of the candidate states. It was one of the options for the Free State Project. The New Hampshire advocates just did such a great job of selling New Hampshire that it won overwhelmingly. But there's certainly no prohibition against having a free state west, you know? I mean, let's compete. Let's see who can get to more freedom faster. Because here in New Hampshire, we have areas where there's no zoning, and there's none of some of the things you mentioned as well, no income tax, no sales tax. So let's compete. Let's see who can get the most freedom in their state the quickest. And I think think that'd be a fun competition and will result in some very good things for both of us. Doug, thanks for the call tonight. 800-259-9231. His name is George Phillies. He is running for president under the Libertarian Party ticket, and it's a race that hasn't gotten a lot of attention yet because, well, you haven't actually... The presidential candidate hasn't actually been chosen. Is that right, George?
That's absolutely right. We've got half dozen of us running for this. Our convention is Memorial Day, but there's me, there's Dan Imperato, there's Mike Chingosian, there's Steve Cubby, there's Christine Smith. We have a female candidate, too, after
That's
all.
That's true. So this
could be a knockdown dragout sort of.
Well, I don't
debate.
Know if you've ever seen the Libertarian debate before.
No,
it's more like I agree with my opponent, and I'll pass on this question.
You guys are going to have a debate at 9 a.m. tomorrow here
sure,
at the Liberty Forum.
Absolutely correct.
So, what are you expecting from this debate?
We're going to have 2-minute statements. We're going to get to throw questions at each other. Some of the people are very new to the party and are saying, well, I've joined the Libertarian Party. I should get to run for president, shouldn't I? And some of that's going to be a little less polite than the rest of it.
All right, George, so you're one of several candidates. Why you versus them?
I'm the longtime activist. I ran for federal office, Congress, in 98. I'm state chair of my party. I've published a newsletter. I've been national volunteer coordinator, first for Mike Badnarik, and then before that for Aaron Russo. I'm the fellow who's actually seen and run a campaign and knows what a libertarian can do.
Now, there's some kind of falling out in the Libertarian Party in 2004, and then some of that was rescinded in 2006. What do you think about all that?
The party losing its principle, is that what you're referring
yes.
to?
Libertarians are greatly in love with fighting over our wonderful platform.
Mm-hmm.
And in 2006, large parts of it were jumped. In 2004, most of the whole thing was rewritten without changing what any of it meant, supposedly. And the short form is, we spend a lot of energy on that, but that doesn't advance freedom a whole lot. What advances yep. freedom is when listeners stand up for liberty and run for office.
That's absolutely true. George, how can people get in touch with you? What's your website?
Phillies. My name is just like the baseball team, Phillies2008.org.
Now, what if somebody's listening and they want you to be the nominee for the Libertarian Party? How can they help in any way?
Contact iVolunteer at Phillies2008.org. You can find it on the website. Or, send money, the lifeblood of politics. That's
there you
true
go.
Of
there
every
go.
Candidate.
Phillies2008.org. George, best of luck in the debate. And
many
the
thanks. Great to be here.
And the upcoming Libertarian National Convention coming up here this year in 2008. 800-259-9231. More live from the 2008 Liberty Forum here in moments. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you comfortable every night in your bed? Do you look forward to another night of blissful slumber? Since I've been sleeping on my mattress from SavvyRest, I've had some of the best sleep of my life. My shoulders and ribs don't ache in the morning like they did from my old mattress, and my wife loves it too. SavvyRest mattresses are made of natural latex rubber, organic wool, and organic cotton, and they feel amazing. You sleep a third of your life, and you feel the results all day. The right mattress makes the difference. Go to SavvyRest.com and buy a latex mattress today. SavvyRest.com, for the sleep you've been dreaming of. There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Storable food. Storable food. HempUSA.org has an inexpensive, nutritionally dense, high-frequency food. Hemp, known around the world, will boost your immune system and increase energy levels. Detoxifies the body and reduces junk food cravings. Burns fat and builds muscle. And is easy to digest, non-allergenic, and gluten-free. Can be made into smoothies, breads, muffins, pancakes, cookies, you name it. The entire planet should make this a staple food in their diet. The seeds will scrape the colon wall. The powder will feed the body vital minerals. And the oil will clean the arterial walls and feed the brain. Try our powder, seeds, and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org. That's 908-691-2608 at hempusa.org. Remember, vacuum packaging this food will have at least a 5-year shelf life stored in a cool, dark, dry place. Holidays are coming, and this would make a perfect gift for friends and family. Call today, 908-691-2608 at hempusa.org. And remember, let your food be your medicine, and your medicine be your food.
Ladies and gentlemen, Abigail's Attic.
Tapteo is the most exciting advance in media entertainment to come along in 50 years. Imagine not only hearing your favorite music, but also feeling it. Far beyond listening with just your ears, Tapteo allows you to actually feel the music you're listening to. Tapteo enhances and amplifies all the sensations that we enjoy when we listen to music. Just plug in your media player into Tapteo and experience the most unbelievable sensation of energy and vitality while you feel the music rush through your body. You have to feel it to believe it. Call 888-891-1122. That's 888-891-1122. Or visit tactio.com. That's TACTIO.com. Keep listening to GCN for information on future Abigail's Attic concerts featuring Tactio and learn how you can save 50% on your Tactio purchase. Tactio is a registered trademark of Data Labs, makers of Bright Instruments since 1987.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, your show. You take control of the airwaves toll-free. 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line for you. This is a live edition of the show. We are always live Saturday nights, but we're super live tonight because we are here at the 2008 New Hampshire Liberty Forum, and it is just a fantastic event. There's nothing out there like it in the pro-liberty movement, the libertarian movement. There's just an amazing group of hundreds of like-minded people all in the same hotel. They're hanging out. They're getting to know one another. They're brainstorming. They're having a good time. They're attending great speeches and panels during the daytime, and here at night, again, it's more of a social opportunity.
Yeah, there's some alcohol being imbibed.
Oh, but there will be more later, I can tell you that. In fact, there was a get-together going on with full of Free Talk Live listeners last night. I don't know if it was officially a Free Talk Live listener party. It was just a lot of people having a good time. And Barry Cooper from Never Get Busted came by. Jason Osborne is sitting in from SACL CAI. He spoke, but there was no microphone on at the time.
Thanks, appreciate it.
You should get closer, though, because you sound better.
Fair enough.
Jason Osborne, again, he is the founder of SACL. Founder?
I wouldn't say that since I'm only 30 years old. But
been around for longer than you.
Correct.
His dad founded it, but, you know, he's helping out.
His dad actually founded it.
Really?
You know what, Jason?
He's been around forever.
You can hang out there for a moment. We've got to get to these phone calls here.
Fair enough.
Feel free to comment.
Yeah, sure. 800-259-9231. We go into the calls. Ladies first, let's talk to Nancy, listening on WFTL in Florida. Hello, Nancy. She's gone. Let's try Larry, listening in Indianapolis on WXNT. Hello, Larry.
How you doing, guys? I know you're really enjoying yourself out there, but two things. I was listening to the Republicans debate.
Sorry to hear that, Larry.
It's crazy. Fred Thompson looked like he's knocked some horse in the head and tucked the saddlebags off of him and put them under his eyes. Anybody even entertain to vote for him? He's so ugly. Giuliani's ugly.
Oh, come on,
I mean,
man.
Are you
being
hell.
Serious, Larry?
I mean, they are. They're ugly as hell, and plus they don't have a good
I don't
platform.
Know if that's the number one factor people should be looking at. Not that I support Fred Thompson. I don't. I just don't think that people should be voting on whether or not a candidate is attractive
candidate.
Or not.
Second thing, I was listening to Neil Bork talking about how everybody thinks they're entitled to so much, entitled to this, and he owns so much property and stuff, and then they're talking about how they want people to go and sacrifice their lives and want the government to spend trillions of dollars to protect their property and whatever they have, so they're no better than the people on welfare. if they have their property, they need to get their gun and protect it themselves.
Well,
and,
Mark, you always say that.
That's what I thought about that. And Neil Bork's fair tax, nothing but a pipe dream. And
the fair tax is an awful idea because it doesn't anything. It doesn't do anything to reduce the size of government. They're spending all this time, you know, spending all this money and all this effort to try to just change the deck chairs.
But get a tax as high as they can get them, and then introduce a new tax while we're on our knees from the one.
Right.
And then keep the tax that they got us on our knees on at the first place.
Right, because they're not going to get rid of the income tax.
No, they're not going away. Fred Thompson is busted, though. Take a good look at him.
Well, he looks serious.
He really
now,
is.
I've got to say about
looks
the
like
fair,
an old dog.
I've got to say about the fair tax. I would support the fair tax if they repeal the 16th Amendment. Now, repealing an amendment is an impossible thing.
Yeah,
I disagree with that, my friend.
I've got the fair tax book right here. It's a book that's been written by somebody who's not that smart.
I'm sorry they suckered you into buying that, Larry.
Well,
I hope you picked it up for free. Okay, good. Even better. Hey, thanks for the call tonight, too. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. Jason, you wanted to chime in?
Here's the problem with the fair tax, dude, is it removes the possibility of people being able to use loopholes to get out of paying the taxes.
I hear what you're saying. As a small business person, I'd pay, you know, I don't pay that much because there's all kinds of things that go into operating my business. You know, I rent myself an office in my home, all kinds of ways that I'm able to get out of paying taxes. The fair tax is a boon to the government. It's going to be a huge amount of money coming in.
One of the other things I don't like about it is beyond the fact that, and you're right, Jason, it will prevent people from avoiding the tax because business owners will then become the government's collection agents, and they'll be the ones collecting the tax. So you won't be able
that we aren't already.
Well, but it'd be worse.
Yep.
And then there's the welfare aspect to it. This prebate, just madness. The idea that people that call themselves small government conservatives are out there promoting this concept is just so absurd because the fair tax, they're claiming that every American's going to get this prebate where the federal government will cut them a check every single month, just like a welfare check, that supposedly, well, we're going to cut the check to everybody so people that are poor, they won't have to pay taxes on things because we'll decide what the poor amount is and you'll get several hundred dollars a month straight from the federal government. Isn't that nice?
Right.
No, it's not, because it'll get people hooked on getting checks every month from the federal government.
Sure.
They'll generate the entitlement mentality, and they'll expect that from then on out.
It's the same concept behind the education vouchers, right? I'll give you this much money for your child to send you to whatever school you want. You have school choice. That makes you free. Like, no, it doesn't, because you're still stealing money from everybody else who doesn't have a child in school and then giving it to you.
Yeah. What do you think about tax credits for people that are sending their kids to private school or something like that instead?
I don't see how that's different than what we were just now 1 second talking about.
But a voucher is they give you money. Here's your check.
The voucher goes.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Okay. So if you haven't paid in, you don't get anything back.
Right.
I don't see it. It's still the same concept, just a little different.
Well,
right?
No, you wouldn't get anything back.
You just
back.
Shaved off one
no,
side.
I'm sorry, I was confused there. You wouldn't get anything back from the government. It would just be a tax credit. You would pay less in, say, income taxes as a result of, this is what I paid to the school that I was, sent my kid to.
Right.
In the same way that you get a tax credit for, hybrid cars and solar panels.
So only the people who make more money would get money back.
Everybody pays taxes, Jason.
Right. They don't, not so much.
Oh, and
the people who don't make as much money don't pay the taxes.
They don't pay nearly as much. Okay.
Yeah, and they're still paying through the nose for the property taxes, which are going to fund their schools, right?
Sure. But if you're renting your place from someone who owns it, you're not paying personally the property taxes, which means you wouldn't get any credits back, only your landlord would.
That's a mess.
Right.
Yeah.
It's a nightmare.
Why
not let people be free? Stop pointing guns at them. Stop stealing their stuff.
The guns don't get pointed
until
you stop paying. But
stop
yeah.
defending violence, Mark.
It's force.
It's the threat's there in advance. It doesn't matter if the guns don't come out.
I'm just trying to figure out ways that we can transition. That's all.
The transition's easy. You just tell the bureaucrats the gravy train's going to end at a certain date, and then cut it off. You know, somebody was going to come in here and talk. I think he was a little too wasted or something like that. But someone was going to come in here, and they had some guy who's a part of Mensa that was speaking here earlier today. And they said they put the Mensans on this task and said, how can we get you know, what process can we use to actually reduce the size of government inside the system, not using the outside of the system activity? And the suggestion was interesting, and it was sort of a variation on something we've talked about before, in that what you would do is you would have the bureaucrats themselves, they get their budget for the year, right? Mm-hmm. Let's say it's $1 million. And if they manage to only spend $700,000 of the $1 million, as they're, instead of increasing, spending all their budget so they get an increase next year,
they get to keep a percentage of it.
They get to keep all $300,000. It's divided up amongst the bureaucrats. I'm not saying I agree with it. I just thought it was an interesting proposal. But the bureaucrats would get the $300,000 split amongst them. But they wouldn't be able to spend any more than $700,000 the next year. So next year comes along, their budget's $700,000. They figure out a way to spend $500,000 that year. They get to keep that $200,000 split up all amongst them. Next year it's $500,000.
That's genius!
Well, it was the Mensons that figured that out. Anyway, I just thought it was an interesting idea. And it's sort of similar to the idea that the Center for Small Government had proposed, where essentially the citizen would come up with a plan and say, here, I figured out a way to cut 10% off of this bureaucracy's budget. They would cut that 10%, and then the citizen would get that 10%
for
just that year. Next year, the budget will be lower, and the budgets can never get higher. So that way, it'd be progressively getting smaller year after year. I don't know how effective it would be. I don't know how subject it would be to political wrangling, but it's an interesting
concept.
It's still
obviously not efficient, because the creator of that idea, the entrepreneur, if you will, does not receive the full benefit of that idea.
Well, they get cash.
Right. So if you give them the full 100%, then it would be more efficient, but then you'd just be giving him the cash.
Well, it'd be something. It'd be basically incentivizing the bureaucrats to spend less rather than spend their budget.
Which is certainly not something that's happening right now.
Yeah, they don't have that incentive at all right now. It's an idea, and that's what we need. We need more people with ideas coming up with real-world possibilities as to how we can really cut this government down to size. Anyway, Jason Osborne from SACL CAI. People should, they need collections done. People are chanting. They're chanting your business name out here.
That's scary.
Well, people appreciate the fact that that you've done so much for putting the Liberty Forum
on. I've been amazed. I mean, not only are you sponsoring Free Talk Live, you sponsored the Liberty Forum. You're behind Barry Cooper's new video, Never Get Raided.
Isn't that guy awesome?
Barry?
Yeah.
He blew me away.
Hero. And, yeah.
You were there for
awesome.
A speech today, right?
Absolutely.
It was amazing. They should have made him the keynote speaker.
That's right.
Hey, Jason, thanks for coming on, and thanks for all your support of Free Talk Live and Liberty in general. And I know you're going to be moving here to New Hampshire one of these days.
Hopefully soon. Hopefully bringing a lot of jobs and a lot of other opportunities for people to move here.
Excellent, sir. Hour three is on the way. Opportunities are what people are certainly looking for, and bringing more jobs into the state, always a good thing. Of course, the economy here is already very healthy. More on the way. Hour three coming up. This is your show. Jim Babka from Downsize DC.
You cannot truly appreciate the beauty of a silver Liberty dollar until you hold one in your hand. The way it catches the light, the heft of an ounce of silver, and the profile of Lady Liberty as she ponders a future bright with hope. That hope starts with the Liberty Dollar. In just a few short years, over 20 million Liberty Dollars are in circulation, with more than 100,000 people using the currency on a daily basis. Go to LibertyDollar.org. Stop being ripped off. Start using the Liberty Dollar and return America to value, $1 at a time. Call 888-LIB-DOLLAR and visit LibertyDollar.org.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.